We turn now to the Baltimore City Council elections. Excluding the council president, there are 14 seats on the council, and more than 100 people are running for them. The races will likely be decided in the April 26th primary because of the city's overwhelming Democratic majority. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that this will be an historic election because of massive turnover.
Six council districts are guaranteed new representatives. Three members, Bobby Curran, Ricky Spector, and Helen Holton, decided not to seek another term. One, Jim Kraft, is seeking a different type of seat, a judge's bench. And two others, Nick Mosby and Carl Stokes, are running for mayor.
I have some questions to get us started, but we very much want to get questions from you, the constituents.
Six candidates vying for Stokes' 12th district seat answered questions about trash cleanup, economic development, and the concentration of methadone clinics during a forum Monday at St. Francis Academy in East Baltimore. Tori McReynolds, who moved to the district a few months ago, sat in the front row taking notes. She said she wanted to see how they responded to questions in the moment.
Many times the work that folks do in public service requires them to think on their feet. And while their websites or their literature is great, that's prepared in advance in a way that not everything in public service can be prepared in advance.
Longtime resident Paul Palmieri says a new councilman would mean a clean slate for him. He says Stokes did not talk to people and is looking forward to getting someone that will be more visible.
I'd like to have a district council guy who does know who people are in his district, goes around and talks to them. He never did that.
This city council election will be unique in several ways.
We only have had single-member districts now for three terms, and we've never had this much turnover.
John Willis is a government and public policy professor at the University of Baltimore. He says with the combination of open seats and challenges to incumbents, this will be the first time since single-member districts were implemented in 2003 that possibly half of the city council will be comprised of new members. Willis adds the open seats are just as competitive as some of those with incumbents who face stiff challenges, and that candidates are spending a surprising amount of money.
Over $100,000. Candidates in the 3rd district and in the 1st district, candidates in other districts are approaching $50,000 or more.
Willis says the riots after the death of Freddie Gray last spring may have fueled some of the changeover, but adds that the 2014 election was a precursor to this one.
With the election of some very young members of the House of Delegates, statewide, there were 50 out of 141 members of the House of Delegates, 50 of them were new, and we saw that in Baltimore City, so we had new political leadership emerge in the city.
There are some other elements to consider. This is the first election since a 2012 charter amendment moved city elections to presidential years. The move was an effort to boost voter turnout after a dismal 11% showed up in 2011. There's an open seat for mayor. And there is a competitive Democratic primary for an open U.S. Senate seat between Chris Van Hollen and Donna Edwards. Willis says that adds to the uncertainty and the excitement about what may transpire in the city council elections. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.
The voter registration deadline for the upcoming election is April 5th, the primary itself, April 26th.